Hi, this is Yitz Novik, and we're studying Masechta Bava Basra, the second Perek, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yeralf, the 11th Mishnah. Marchikan Esa Ilan, Menabor, Esen Ruchamesh Ama. You have to distance a tree from the pit 25 Amos. This Mishnah is continuing the theme of the Perek. How many Amos do you have to distance one item from another to ensure that no damage is caused by the adjacent item? This Mishnah is telling us that if a person needs to make sure that his tree is 25 amos from the neighbor's pit, uvachar uvashikma, with a carob or sycamore tree, chamishim amos, has to be 50 amos, and that's because their roots grow farther. And then because they spread to a greater distance, it has to have a larger separation. Bein Momala, Bein Minatzat. And you have to separate the 25 or the 50 amos, regardless of whether it's Momala, one is on a hill and one is higher than the other, or they're on level ground. For example, if it's on one is higher than the other, if the tree is higher than the pit, then the roots of the tree could grow into the pit, go through the sides of the pit and weaken it. Or if the pit's on top of the tree, then the roots will go under the pit and potentially can also weaken the ground under it, which will make it not last as long. Mishnah continues, in Mabor Kadma, if the pit pre-existed the tree, Kotzei Svenosei Ndamav, the person who owns the boar, or the person who owns the pit, is allowed to cut down the tree. However, he has to compensate the owner of the tree the value of the tree. Elon Kadam, however, if the tree came first, then the owner of the pit, Lo Yakot, is not allowed to chop it down. Safek Zekadam, Lo Yakot. Again, if there's a doubt as to which one came first, they weren't sure, they couldn't establish certainty, then the owner is also not allowed to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi teaches us, Afal pi shehabor kodemas le'ilan lo yakot, even if the boar came before the tree, nonetheless, the owner of the pit is still not allowed to cut down the tree. Shezech ofer betoch shalo, v'zeh nota betoch shalo, because both activities, the planting of the tree and the digging of the pit, are both in each one's own property, and it's hard for Yossi to say that because there's a lot of feet separating the between the pit and the tree. It's irrelevant. Each person is whether it's a lot of feet or it's no feet. Each person is doing something in their own private property, and they have no responsibility to look over the other property and create distance between the two items. Mishnah Yud Beis, Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach L'Stei Chavero, El Imkein Hirchak Menu Ab Amos. A person is not allowed to plant a tree next to his friend's field unless he keeps a distance of 4 Amos. And the reason for this is that because the person has to, the planter of the tree has to be able to walk his plow around the field. Echad Gefan, Echad Kol Ilan. This would apply to grapes and to all other types of trees. The Mishnah makes this distinction just to preclude equating the law here with the laws of Kilayim, where grapes have a different size, different requirement than of keeping things for almost away from the other items, and others don't. Mishnah continues, so you gather bintayim zesomech legader mikan zesomech legader mikan. If there's a fence in between, you could use basically all the way up to the fence on each side. Hayushrashim yotzim metoch shachavero. And if an interesting group of halachos now, if a person has roots that are going into his neighbor's field, mamik shoshet tefachim, they're allowed to be cut off 3 tefachim, up to 3 tefachim below the ground, so that they don't damage the plow, as Mishnah says. So the person who has roots of their neighbor in his land is actually allowed to cut the roots so that they don't damage the plow. Hayachover bore, if a person digs a bore, a pit, siach, or a cistern, a ditch, umar, or a cave, kotez v'yored v'ha'etzim shalo, a person can cut downward through as many roots or branches that are under the ground, and all of it, all of that, he can cut down, he can damage it, not just through tefachim, he can go as far deep as he wants to go, and the wood belongs to him.